Good evening and welcome to a special New Mexico Centennial edition of KUNM's Radio Theater. I'm Linda Lopez McAllister, and I will be your host for the next 2.5 hours for this special presentation of Radio Theater titled Night Over Taos, a theatrical and historical journey from the Taos Revolt to statehood, which has the honor of having been designated an official New Mexico Centennial Project. It is our pleasure to bring it to you tonight. As I think everyone in New Mexico knows, this week marks the 100th anniversary of New Mexico's joining the Union as the 47th state of the United States. Yet many New Mexicans today don't really know all that much about how New Mexico went from being the northernmost outpost of the Republic of Mexico to being a territory of the United States, and then to being admitted to the Union. Perhaps they know that these developments happened as a result of the Mexican War, and while we've all heard about the most famous battle of that war, the Battle of the Alamo down in Texas, what actually took place in Nuevo Mexico? The answer to that question remains relatively unknown to most of us. About a year and a half ago, I came across one of the few plays ever written about New Mexico by a major American playwright, Night Over Taos by Maxwell Anderson, written in 1932. It dramatizes a key episode of the Mexican War in New Mexico, the 1847 uprising known as the Taos Revolt. When I read the play, I immediately was struck by the thought that a radio production of this work would be both riveting radio theater and would be a way to honor the centennial by highlighting this little-known chapter of New Mexico history. Thus was born the collaboration between Camino Real Productions, Teatro Nuevo Mexico, the National Hispanic Cultural Center, and KUNM, which is responsible for tonight's program. During the first part of the broadcast, we'll present a performance of Maxwell Anderson's play that was recorded before a live audience at the National Hispanic Cultural Center in August 2011. Following the play, we have three outstanding New Mexico historians. First of all, Dr. Rick Hendricks, who is the state historian of New Mexico, Dr. Laura Gomez, the author of Manifest Destinies, which is a book about the territorial period, and Dr. Brian Herrera, a theater historian from the University of New Mexico. They had a fascinating conversation about issues raised by the play, and they serve as our guides to the story of New Mexico's journey from defeat in the Taos Revolt in 1847 to statehood some 65 years later. Before we begin the play, let's listen to panelist Brian Herrera's introductory comments about Maxwell Anderson and how Night Over Taos came to be written.
Thank you, and thanks so much for the opportunity to be here. I'll talk a little bit about, just to provide a sort of theatrical context and overview, sort of the backdrop of some of the other historical questions first, by talking a little bit about Maxwell Anderson. Maxwell Anderson was one of the more important and prominent and more productive playwrights of the first half of the 20th century. He was born in 1888, died in 1959, and in the period between 1923 and 1959, in that span of 35 years, he wrote 37 plays, and also at the same time wrote at least as many film or TV or other kinds of adaptations. So incredibly prodigious and incredibly productive. Night Over Taos was his ninth of those 37 plays, and it premiered in 1932. And the following year, his 10th play, called Both Your Houses, was the play that won him the Pulitzer. Some other plays of his that are perhaps most widely known that might sort of ring some bells for you would include his 1935 acclaimed Winterset, which got the Drama Desk acknowledgement, and then his most famous work, Anne of a Thousand Days from 1948, and then also he was responsible for both the stage and cinematic adaptations of The Bad Seed in 1954. Anderson was a writer like Eugene O'Neill and Tennessee Williams who captivated both the popular and critical imagination of his time. Indeed, there are some scholars who say that the 1930s was the era in which people argued whether or not Eugene O'Neill or Maxwell Anderson was the playwright. But unlike Tennessee Williams and Eugene O'Neill, Maxwell Anderson didn't really capture the critical imagination of the literary elite or the academic elite. And so in some ways, he was sort of perceived as quite respectable, but also quite middle brow. The other key part was an issue of taste as well. Anderson approached drama as a moral genre in which characters would grapple with struggle and through the specificity of their struggles would address universal themes. And so a very classical view of what drama was for, which in some ways as the 20th century moved toward realism and especially naturalism, there was sort of a taste shift that occurred. Also, Maxwell Anderson wrote in blank verse. This play is written in blank verse. Most of his earlier plays are written in blank verse. And that too was a style thing that ended up moving away. So in some ways, even though Maxwell Anderson was perhaps one of the most prominent playwrights of the early 20th century, today we have to be reminded of who he was. But in thinking about his prominence and his significance in that way, a question always comes up. It's like, Night Over Taos? What? You know, where did that come from? And it's a question that doesn't have a ready answer. It has a fairly specific answer that I'll get to in a moment, but a couple bits of context. Maxwell Anderson, the best of what I've been able to discern, never visited New Mexico. He had no primary emotional or relational connection to the state. Like, he didn't have a good friend or a lover who was from the state. You know, so he didn't have any charged personal connection. He was raised mostly in Ohio and Pennsylvania, went to high school and college in North Dakota, went to Stanford for graduate school, after which he had a brief but very sort of contentious life as a professor. And then he moved into journalism in San Francisco before finally moving to New York, where he also continued as a journalist. He started writing plays in 1923. And all we know about the genesis of Night Over Taos and the New Mexico connection, we get through the work of his biographers, who just point to the fact that he happened to read a series of magazine articles in the summer of 1931, published by Harvey Ferguson, Erna's younger brother, who published a series of articles in the American Mercury, which was a widely read and widely respected journal. And it was in the series of abbreviated articles, the story of the Taos Revolt was included. And so he got the idea. He ended up connecting with the Group Theater. The Group Theater is the company that produced it originally on Broadway in 1932. And it's through this that we get the piece. The abbreviated versions of the essays are included in Ferguson's Rio Grande, but to the best of our knowledge, that's pretty much what he had to go from in terms of building the story and its account of what the culture, life, and history of New Mexico was.
And now, imagine yourself in Taos on a cold winter evening in January 1847 in the hacienda of General Pablo Montoya, one of the leaders of the Taos Revolt, and the man who, a few weeks earlier, was responsible for the assassination of Charles Bent, whom the United States had installed as governor after the U.S. Army invaded Nuevo Mexico. A battle has just been fought, and Montoya's forces are arriving back into Taos, bringing news of the outcome.
Esteban, too, is dead.
I don't know. He didn't say.
Yes, dead. I knew it.
Who told you this?
Santos Grasselberg.
But is Taos defeated?
Defeated? How could Taos be defeated?
He didn't say that.
Someone must speak to Doña Josefa.
Grasso, what was this news?
Someone must speak to Doña Josefa at once. Santos, the coward, brings word and runs away. He will not come in. No, he must leave it to me.
But what has happened?
Mind you, it comes from Santos, not from me. Santos said there was a battle and General Montoya taken prisoner and a great trampling and running in the snow. For you see, it snowed there in the pass.
General Montoya taken?
It's not my news. It's Santos brings it. And you must tell Doña Josefa. Run in and tell her, Maria.
No, no, not I.
Nena will go. Run in, Nena, and tell her.
But what shall I tell her?
That there's been a battle and Grasso is here.
No, say nothing about me.
Grasso? What more did he say?
No more.
Yes, yes, there was something about Pedro.
Who would believe a great liar when he says General Montoya is taken prisoner by gringos? And if we cannot believe him in regard to the one thing, is it likely he spoke truth in regard to the other?
Grasso, for the love of our mother, is my Pedro killed?
Pedro?
Yes, Pedro, for God's love, say!
What you have heard.
He's dead.
If one chooses to believe a great liar.
And Esteban?
Why, as to Esteban, no, I heard nothing.
Grasso, look at me. Speak not what we wish, but what is true.
Is it Americanos we fight with, Maria?
Be quiet. Yes, Americanos.
You must repeat the message to Doña Josefa and tell her it is lies. Only she must hear it.
Stay and tell her yourself.
I bring no news.
Doña Josefa wishes to see Grasso.
Grasso?
Have I prophecy? I know no more. Tell her I had gone.
Nenita!
I don't know, Raquel.
No one will tell me, I see. I must find him myself.
Where is Santos?
He went on down to the village.
But if Montoya's prisoner, then they're all taken prisoner or dead.
We'll go after him.
How they weep, the little fat brains. How they drip. Tender hearts, broken hearts.
And why not, then? Is it any time for laughing?
Don't spit at me, little brimstone image. I know them and their race. They've no sooner one man killed over them than they've crawled under another, and more likely than not, an Americano. More than once I've wondered whether the pure blood of Spain is more likely to turn dark with Indian or white with the gringos.
We haven't all traveled your path, Betty.
You hear that, Betty? You hear?
You've been more places than the stations of the cross, little lambs of God.
Let her talk.
Only take care your father Mateo doesn't come home at the wrong moment, little brimstone.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
If you mean that my mother...
I do mean. Why not? Let the conquerors conquer. Only I've never had a gringo under my skirts, Chiquita.
You lie!
Was there not one tall hunter from the east who escaped when they killed the governor?
Come, Nana, nobody believes her.
It's all lies, lies, lies.
I won't say a word, I promise you.
She's wicked. She's as wicked as she is dirty.
All I say is your mother has been more places than the stations of the cross. And you, little brimstone, are the fruit of one of her trips.
What is all this noise? And where is Grasso? What news did he bring?
It was Grasso that brought it, Doña Josefa.
What news?
It seems they both ran, Doña Josefa, both sides, and it was fought in darkness, and there was snow falling on the mountains, so that nothing is sure.
Is that all? Come, what else?
It is said that a number of the men of Taos have been killed, Doña Josefa, and a number taken prisoner, among them General Montoya himself. But we know this to be untrue.
How do you know it to be untrue?
We cannot believe that, if you please.
Did you know that it is Americanos we fight with, Doña Josefa? It's true. Just now they told me.
Nena, who brought this news?
Santos.
Bring him to me.
He has gone to the village.
Bring him. Have him found. And stop that music. Tell them to take their wailing further away. Out now, all of you.
Well, if it be so, you're at least rid of him before you have to take second place in his house. The gringos spare no prisoners.
Take out your ashes, Betty, and beware you don't spill them.
In all humility, yes, senora.
What were you saying to the women?
I was only reminding them, since they are so young and so fat-brained, that the women of a country never change, Doña Josefa. Lo, if a mare but answer the bit softly and remember her paces, what matters a change of riders now and then?
Empty your ashes.
Oh, it was nothing about Senora, not the slightest word.
You have spoken too many covert insults about me, Betty. I'm not compelled to hear them.
No, truly. I was once in a position to repel insults myself, dear lady. I was his first love. His second bore him two sons. You are the third, and a fourth trembles now into his waiting arms. Bear insults, Josefa. You will yet bear ashes like myself, and Diana will give you orders.
When I live to take her orders.
That was what I said. But I lived, and I took orders, even from you.
Out with you, quick!
Good evening, Doña Josefa.
Good evening, Padre Martinez. I was not aware we had a guest.
I have only now come up the path, and I heard the women crying.
There's news of a battle.
Yes, rumors have reached the village.
A soldier was here, Santos.
He's below now, with a crowd around him.
It's his story, that Pablo's a prisoner?
His, among others.
Do you believe it?
Remember, this was a battle fought at night and in great confusion. Those who ran away would need a good story to tell.
Yes, but it shakes one. It might happen.
Don't let their hysteria take hold on you. The Peones are a credulous lot, and their wives are worse. There'll be better news tonight.
God send it soon.
Pablo Montoya is an old hand at mountain warfare. He is not a man to be beaten in a first skirmish, nor to be taken prisoner at any time.
But suppose it were worse than that. What happens to you, or to me, or this house?
Worse than that? Worse than prisoner? Ask what would happen to Taos and Nuevo Mexico. We are the farthest arm of an old civilization here. We are rich, and there are great houses on our hills. But there has been only one man of all the Ricos who dared face the Americanos and fight them, and that is your husband. He must return.
And he will?
Yes, and he will.
Only, you say that out of a great need to have it so.
Perhaps.
And there's something else behind it.
No.
Yes. You don't trust me. You know that if Pablo were dead, there'd be some power in my hands. And you want to know what I'd do with it.
Would you answer to such a question?
Not till I know what power I'll have.
Let's be honest. It has occurred to you, as well as to me, that if Pablo were dead on the mountain, Federico would inherit his place and his power. Also, that you are not much older than Federico, and he looks on you with friendly eyes.
If you were not a priest...
Oh, forget who I am. When things happen, one faces them. You are Pablo's wife, and Federico is his son. Nevertheless, if Pablo's dead, you'll go to Federico.
You should have thought of that before you encouraged Pablo to set a new wife over me.
But I haven't, Josefa.
You knew of it. It's like him to pick out a slave I gave orders to and plan to make her mistress over me.
He will do as he pleases in this as in other things.
Did you try?
I did. Not so much for you, it may be, but to keep his weakness from the world. When we all depend so heavily on one man, it's dangerous to allow laughter at him. And after all, he's 60. She's not yet 20. No matter how much power a man wields, they always laugh a little at that in the corners.
I had my laugh. But it was a bitter one.
He has been a god so long here in this valley that he thinks he's a god in fact. That's his strength, too, though sometimes it makes him a fool.
I hate him! Hate him!
If he lives, he's earned your hatred, but if he's dead, what are we to do, Josefa?
It's not for me to decide.
Federico will decide it. Help me with that, Josefa. We cannot retreat, must not be defeated. Help me to hold Federico to what his father would have done.
Padre. If Pablo Montoya is dead on the mountain, it won't matter much who rules in Taos or who influences the ruler. Federico could never hold back the Americanos. It's senseless to think so.
Montoya's son?
And don't be misled about me. Much as I hate Montoya, I hate the Americanos more. May he live to kill them. I'll be a slave in his house if I must with his new woman over me, but may he live to kill them. Does that answer you?
Josefa.
And now he has a new lady, a skin with 10 years less wear. And that's all she has.
I've always thought her a gentle child.
Does a woman tempt without intending it? She'll be fat, though. Fat before I am, and uglier when she's 40 than I am at 50.
And less faithful. He may discover that...
That she loves Felipe.
You know that, too?
Only that I've seen it in their eyes.
Felipe is his heart's darling, his stainless son. And Felipe loves the girl he intends to marry. I think this may make the marriage more than doubtful.
No. He'd kill Felipe.
He'd be in no mood for marrying.
Don Federico is returning!
Federico!
His troop is climbing the trail!
We'll know from him.
Excuse me, Padre. Excuse me, Doña Josefa.
But you spoke the truth concerning Pablo. You'd rather take a lower place in his household than see him defeated?
If I can bear it. If I find I can bear it.
Then remember this, Doña Josefa. If he has been defeated and we are never to see him again, we must all go on without him. Federico will have to step into his place. Whatever has happened, help me to keep up Federico's courage.
I'll do what I can.
Greetings, Doña Josefa. Greetings, Padre. We're back from the wars.
Clear out of here, you trash. Nobody's killed so far as I know, I tell you. They ran like hell, the pack of them. They never got close enough to get killed. Get out! Get out! Are we alone? The news is bad enough in conscience. My father's dead. He was cut off at the pass by a posse of trappers. We tried to reach him, but they were all massacred there. Keep this from the Peones till something's decided. They may take to the hills if they hear of it.
And so Montoya's dead.
We waited as long as there seemed any chance, but these trappers take scalps like Indians. They wouldn't neglect a trophy like Pablo Montoya's.
And how are we left?
We're left as we always were,
hanging on by our eyelids. They met us with 500 men. We had, say, 1,500. They were trappers with rifles and a few troops. They've sworn to get revenge for the massacre at Taos. The man who ordered the American governor killed brought this on us, and we'll all pay for it. The ones who've paid already, they're the lucky ones.
You were defeated?
God love you. What do you expect? 1,500 with spears and bows and arrows and a few old-fashioned muskets go out to meet troops from the east and trappers who hunt for a living. Is it likely we'd win? If it hadn't been dark with the heavy snow falling, they'd be here now, in possession, and we'd be hidden in the rocks somewhere in the catamounts.
And why, if I may ask, are they not here, these victors?
Because the snow sent them back. They hadn't counted on 2 feet of snow in the trail, and they returned to reorganize for the weather, but not for us. Let me assure you, we didn't hinder them.
There's only one pass. You met them there.
Holy Father, what's a pass to a trapper? They went around it, behind it, under it, anyway but through it.
What can we do?
Before they break through and exterminate us all to pay us out in kind, someone who can speak had better speak for the valley, and speak quickly while there's still time to negotiate.
Never.
Well, perhaps you want to die, but I don't. Not yet. The United States has formally taken over this region of ours and sent a governor. We killed him and killed every Americano we could find along with him in Taos. Now, vengeance may be delayed sometimes. Bad weather can block the roads and even cool the blood. But a governor was killed, and that's a first-rate challenge to the American sovereignty.
It was meant to be.
Exactly, and it was, and they'll roll down on us like the mills of God. It may take time, but Nuevo Mexico is lost. It's as sure as death. And the only thing we can hope to save out of it is our lives, if we're in time.
You are the elder son of Pablo Montoya, Federico. It will be presumed that you speak for Taos and Nuevo Mexico in your father's absence. But before you speak, give me a word with you in private.
Surely, any number.
Now.
When I've disposed my troops and given a few last orders, then I shall be at your service.
Very well.
Narciso, come in here.
Sir?
Tell the men to meet at dawn at the church for a muster call. Till then, they can sleep.
Yes, Captain.
And on your way, send in the prisoner to me.
Yes, sir.
Give me this room alone a little while, Josefa.
I give you my welcome and my love, Federico.
Thank you, Josefa.
No more?
This is desperate business. I have no time.
We have this moment.
When I'm trying to snatch some safety from the wreck? Bear this in mind. We must not be seen together.
When have I forgotten that?
Also, it's necessary for both of us to forget whatever's passed between you and me.
And why?
Because, for one thing, you are my father's wife.
You thought little of that a day or two ago. And as if you say Pablo is dead, there's less reason to think of it now. What are you trying to think yourself into? What wrong have I done that wasn't done me first? A woman has a right to any revenge she can take.
That's true. Take any revenge you can then, but not with me.
Why, yes. I see it. You are to be in power here, and I'm not chosen. Not now. Who is it then? Who is it?
No one.
Diana? I think it is. She snared you, too. I've seen you look after her.
It's no one.
It is, Diana. May she burn in hell and all three with her.
Sir, the prisoner.
Leave us, Josefa. Narciso, leave him alone with me. Ah, the devil's in these priests. And the woman, too. What happened at the pass?
It worked as planned.
And my father?
It's pretty certain there was nobody left alive there.
You do your work thoroughly.
You weren't exactly in this for his health, were you? Be thankful he's out of your way. He'd put you out of his fast enough.
I know that. It can't be helped. I'll have to go through with it.
Good. What is it you want?
I want to govern Taos with your guarantee.
You have little to offer.
I've already given more than you'll find it easy to repay. You'd have walked into the old man's trap, and your nose would be 2 feet under snow if I hadn't stopped you. Do you find that little?
No, but that's done. That's past. We did win, and I think you'll agree the war's over.
And that's what a word of honor means to Americanos. The war's over, and whatever you promised is wiped out.
I don't say that, but I do say don't ask too much. No one can guarantee you'll keep your job if you muff it. Also, my powers are limited here. I'll be doing well for you if I save your property for you and that of your friends, or even part of it.
Be on your way, then. If that's how much you trust me and all you're trusted at home, I've no more to say.
There's no use being touchy and turning Castilian on me at this stage. I can use you, and you can use me, but kindly, don't ask too much, or you'll ask more than I've got, and you'll get nothing. This is the way we stand. Taos has been defeated, and Taos is due to be ground under. You murdered our governor, and very likely you'll have to produce a scapegoat to stand the gaff for that. But when that's over, we'll want somebody in power here that understands the peons and the ricos, and you could have it and keep your father's property to boot if you're willing to take orders and keep order among your aristocratic friends.
Oh, I'm to take orders?
You're damn right you'll take orders. You'll be glad of the chance to live unmolested on your land. You've had it soft here, you and your class. Your peons jump when you speak. The King of Spain couldn't ask more than your father got in the way of service. But that's all past. Times change. But I'll save your ranch, and my price for this is exactly half your holdings.
Half my land?
I could take all, but I leave you half of it, being generous to a fault.
A Yankee peddler. That's what I have to deal with.
I could make it 2/3 now I've been insulted, but I won't. I'll stick to half.
And I'd live neighbor to you and see you lining your nest with what you've stolen. No, by God, I can't do that.
I have no more desire to live next door to you than you to me. I won't live here. I'll put an agent in charge.
Why, then, I'll take it. Provided I don't have to see you again.
Good. Then you'll be willing to sign this paper before I go.
No, I will not. This takes the house from me.
Sign it, my good lad. Sign it, and I'll try hard to save the estate from appropriation by the new governor. Your father was a rebel against our government, and his land's forfeit, yes, all of it. But I think I can save it.
If I'd known what this would come to, you could all be damned. And I'd go with you before I'd touch this.
I swear, I've done you a favor. One more thing. I want a map of this place.
What place?
The estate. I want to know what I've got. It's a peddler's notion, but I want to see it.
There is none.
Draw one, then. I want to see it.
Here, then.
How many acres in all?
18,000.
Why, that's enough for both. Plenty for both. I'll take this with me and have a copy made.
I may need it.
I'll bring it back, or another just as good, showing your half. You see? I'm a man of my word. I stick to half. Do you want the place you're offered?
I'll take it.
Remember, this is no child's play. If you show any sign of treachery, and you'll be watched, you go by a quick route. You won't be popular with the new citizens you'll have.
I know. And better than you can tell me what's left to me and what my place will be.
Get the Ricos out, then. See to it there's no resistance or not enough to make us trouble, and I'll do my part.
Well, I'll do mine. You'll find me here alone when you march on Taos.
Good night, then.
Good night. Go that way. It leads to the alleyway, and that will take you to a little gate. There's a path straight down the hill.
Yes, senor.
Tell them to take that tune of theirs further away. What's the matter with them now?
Some of your men, senor, brought confirmation of deaths, and the women are mourning.
They'll have to do their mourning outside the plaza tonight. I've heard too much of it. Tell them that.
Yes, senor. Also, Don Herminio and Don Miguel have returned and wish to speak with you.
In a moment. Ah, Padre. Yes, you wanted to have a word with me.
We've seen many torches across the valley, Federico. They were near Don Herminio's hacienda.
He's here, and Don Miguel with him.
Good. They may perhaps help me with what I wanted to say. I wanted to see you before you were committed to a course toward the Americanos.
It doesn't follow, you know, that because I'm my father's son, I'll do as he did or that his friends will be mine.
I have no wish to be an inherited friend, but if we can help each other, why not?
I doubt that you can help me. If in any way I can help you, why speak? Welcome, Don Herminio, and you, Don Miguel.
Thank you. Now, God be praised, there's one Montoya here.
No word of your father?
None.
Nor of Felipe?
Yes, he was seen after the battle.
He'll be with us then, and that will help. Good evening, Padre.
Good evening, Don Herminio, and to you, Don Miguel. I saw the lights around your gates, and I found them most reassuring.
It was reassuring to be there, and to find that I had some neighbors left.
You led your men home with you.
What remained of them? There were some missing. Herminio overtook me and brought me along. We mean to see this through.
Whatever we do, we must do together now.
I knew we could count on you.
And whatever has happened to Pablo Montoya, we pledge ourselves, and I think we can pledge all the Ricos that return to stay with you to the end.
It's touch and go. We must face that, for Montoya was our man. But if there's still Federico to lead them, and they aren't given a moment to think or consult their wives, we can herd them into one last dash and catch the Americanos off their guard.
It might be done.
Can you think of a better way?
I can think of nothing that won't be fatal in the end.
You'd surrender?
No. What good would it do to surrender? We're under death sentence, all of us, if we stay here.
Suppose your father were now alive. What plan would he follow?
You are fortunate enough to know. Why answer?
The Yankees are on their way back to Santa Fe. They find it rather hard going. They'll be camped tonight, not far from where you met them, at the pass. They'll be cold and sleep sound and keep a poor guard, not having much discipline. They're at your mercy. Your father would be there before morning.
And suppose we slaughtered 400 or 500, and the rest got away to tell the story. Well, then, what have we gained? Only another massacre to set against our names and rouse the Americanos.
They wouldn't march so readily this way next time if they left 500 men on the hills.
Are you honest in this, and crazy, or cunning, and sane? You have a brain. You must know, if you lie awake and think in the night, that we cannot win over a nation. We're a broken end of an empire here, cut off and dying. Mexico's a republic, and we're disowned. The United States has men and arms and armies. Do you want to die? Have you set your heart on dying?
No.
Well, then, you must be cunning. You must see your way to send me against their force to wreak your vengeance while you escape and let the rest of us pay. My father's paid already.
Your father needed no urging.
Then you're innocent of his death. But it's still true that you knew when he went that it was hopeless. You knew when the massacre was planned that it would all turn out as it has. You knew they'd send an army against us then, and we couldn't stop
it. It seems to have stopped.
Not for long. If it took them 100 years, they'd have to wipe out the blood that was spilled here.
Are you so sure that they will beat us?
I wish I were as sure of living through the next year as I am of that. Beat us? Our hundreds against their millions. Our muskets against their rifles. Beat us?
When your father was alive, would you have dared to tell him that?
What's that to do with it?
This. The reason you couldn't tell him then was that it wasn't true then. While he was alive, we couldn't be conquered. Yes, while there was one in this whole region that would not bow, they were helpless to set up their sovereignty here.
They set it up?
And he tore it down. The strength of a state is not in its numbers, but in faith. I have seen your father stand at the plaza gate and look out over the valley. And every peon looking up from the fields, every neighbor on the adjoining hills knew that while he stood there, stood firm and would not falter, their world was safe. The rulers to the east knew that. And when they had to make a gesture, urged on by those behind, they made it slyly, reluctantly, and in fear. This governor they sent out over us, he was a man of straw, set up to try the wind and see how much we could be made to endure. We endured nothing. Pablo Montoya turned on them. They died before an order was issued.
And Pablo Montoya is dead.
Even so, they've retreated. Even so, I feel all about us still, the spirit of Pablo Montoya. His courage is over us like a mantle, and it falls inevitably to your shoulders.
No.
But it does. Take up the lance he dropped. Call on us to follow. Believe in us and in our cause and the great days we've lived through in the past, and this enemy that you think so well of dissolves to a rabble before you and lets you through. The man who is his son has greatness in him. Wherever he went, he carried with him the center of an age, the center of a culture, and the people's hearts clung to him like vines to rock. You, too, are this man, his other self, his heir. All eyes are on you. When you are in your house, the people will say, he is in his house, we are secure. He thinks for us we can sleep tonight. When you ride out on a journey, the people's gaze will go with you anxiously and scan the horizon for your return. But beware, Federico, if you betray this.
Yes, he was such a man. And I might be. Even tonight, even now, I could strike at them.
You could do more than strike. You could finish them, make an end to them.
No.
Think all we have to lose. Nowhere on this earth will we find a life like ours, or ever again live as we live here. Ours is a little clan, but we stem from a great nation. This is worth defending from gringos who have nothing.
Is he padre or a wizard to turn the truth inside out? We're struck to the heart, and the wound's mortal. It's too late for courage. You know it as well as I.
Too late. We've fought one indecisive battle.
Too late because we're out of fashion. Our guns are out of fashion. Also our speech and our customs and our blood. They're the new race with the new weapons.
We must fight them or die.
We can retreat.
And abandon Taos to them.
Is that your counsel, to abandon Taos?
I can think of nothing better.
I believe you mean this.
I do.
Why, then, let's go. I had some hope when I came here.
Don't think I'm happy to say this to you. I like it no more than you do.
No, but to leave our houses, our flocks, to turn the peones adrift? I'd rather make a stand and die for it, and you would.
No, I would not.
Will you go now?
Yes. Good night, Don Federico.
Good night, Don Herminio. Good night, Don Miguel.
Good night.
What are your plans?
I have none. We'll need no plans for what's left to do.
And what are yours, if I may ask?
To salvage what I can carry.
What can one carry that's of any value? What we have is Taos. Losing our city, we have nothing left.
If you'll pardon me, I have much to do.
Is Doña Josefa here?
What do you want?
She sent me for Santos.
Must you track through the hall?
She was here. She sent... He's angry at me.
She may have sent you, dear child, but you're obviously not wanted now. Nor I either, you might add. I'm leaving. And you should, too.
Nana, have the men gone?
Yes, Senorita Diana. Is Doña Josefa within?
I don't know.
She sent me. I was to bring old Santos.
Nanita, tell me. Can you be true and silent?
Yes, Senorita.
Could you be a friend to me?
But I am your servant. I'll be your servant.
No, it's more than that. If I ask you a question, you'll never tell that I asked it.
Never.
And tell me, is Senor Felipe alive?
Yes, Senorita, they think so.
But they're not certain.
No.
He'd be back if he were alive, don't they say that? I thought I heard them say that from a window.
He's late coming, but that might be. You love him?
No! Say nothing of this! Run away! Oh, Nena. Nena, I can't talk to you, nor to anyone, but you know what hangs over me.
I know. We have all heard.
And what do the women say?
They say you're lucky, mostly.
He may be dead.
They say he is, and they say Felipe is alive.
Oh, God, if that could be true.
You're wanted, Nena. And this is the piece of flesh he had in his eye. This is his dish. Curds and cream for the old goat.
Let her alone, Doña Veri.
From what I hear, he'll keep warm with the jackals tonight, not with my lady.
What have you against me, Veri?
That he should want you, that's all.
You'd better go make those beds.
God, this one's putting on airs now. And she's pretty, too. Oh, she'll be marrying Don Federico and running the house. Well, when it happens, remember I spat on you once.
Felipe!
Now, God be praised, Felipe. It is Felipe.
Good evening, Padre. It's Felipe. You're not mistaken.
Wounded?
Enough to hurt, that's all.
Let me see.
I'm well.
You come late.
I went back over the ground to look for my father. We found some dead and some dying on both sides, but not the man we were looking for.
He was gone.
He must be dead or wounded too badly to answer. We called his name and I got this scratch from my pains. Some of the trappers shot at us from the rocks where they'd taken shelter. It's a moonless night, and the snow fell so fast the bodies were covered before we reached them. And yet, I can't believe he's there among them.
I hope not.
I hope not. Good evening, senorita.
Good evening, senor.
Federico's returned.
Yes, unwounded.
I must speak to him. I came upon real panic in the village. They've heard of my father's death, but they're not mourning. They've put away their guitars, and the burros are loaded for a flight to the mountains. Look from that window. You can see the lights of lanterns in the street gathering like fireflies. When these people are silent, they're badly frightened.
Federico's here. I'll tell him you've come.
Diana.
Yes? Yes, senor?
I break a bond with myself when I speak to you alone. I've sworn I would not.
Yes, I've known it.
But now we have only a moment, and whether we'll ever be given another. Should my father not return, you'll have enemies here.
Yes.
Count on me to help you in any way I can.
Then he won't return?
I did what I could to find him. If he were alive, it seems there'd have been some trace or a hint somewhere. Yet, in my heart, I think he lives.
And I think so.
Why, Diana?
Because I fear it.
I'm sorry. I fear the other.
If he had failed to see me, I could have loved him too.
What plans we can make for you should be made at once. I think they'll lie this valley desolate, the Americanos. And those of us whose lot is cast with Taos will go with our city. But you have Anglo blood in your veins. You came here by chance, a prisoner. And there's no reason why you should add one more life to the slaughter. There must be some way to send you where you'll be safe and can find friends before the worst happens. That much I can do.
Do you want me away?
I want you to be safe.
And you stay here to be killed.
That's the price one pays for being a Montoya in Taos. There's no such reason why you should remain. Diana, if this were said, this that's between us, if it were ever in words, you'd be mine in my heart, not his. I'd go mad to take you in my arms, and it would be madness because I'd want him dead. My father, the man I've loved and honored above all others, and still do love and honor.
If you must die with Taos, Felipe.
Try not to say it.
Then I must die here too.
So long as one loves in silence, it can be borne. As much as before, my father stands between us.
Not if he's dead.
But he's not. I feel it and know it. He'll be here and take you from me. And how can I bear that now? Now that I know, I should have left this house and stayed away till it all burned out. But that was impossible. So I lived here, and loved you more and fought against it. But always when I saw you, it's been the same.
I'm glad.
We know it now. We must be content with that.
But don't ask me to go.
You're the one thing in my world I can save out of it, and I must save it. You'd be a needless sacrifice.
It's all needless, Felipe. Needless and useless for you as well as for me. You must not die, Felipe.
But there's one thing a man can't do.
What is it?
Desert in danger. I'm my father's son, Diana, and a Spaniard. We have a strict code, and I can't break with it, nor with him.
But if all here are to die...
Yes, even if he were dead and I knew it, I couldn't leave Taos, not if I were to keep respect for myself and believe myself worth saving. But I could wish I'd been born in the East like you. Then I'd say, let all the rest go where they like. Let Taos and the Rio Grande dissolve like a mist and leave me fatherless, alone, by a strange river, if you'd come with me. In the East, no questions are asked. A man and a maid may come and go as they like. We could make our own kingdom somewhere among them.
And this defeat could mean freedom.
Yes.
Felipe.
Yes.
To think and act, to love as one wills, to speak and walk like a queen freely in a free land, to love where we love and no one to forbid us. Why, that's no kingdom, Felipe. It's heaven.
Heaven we can never have.
Are those the ways in the East?
Yes.
And young and old go their own paths and no one is bound to love except from his heart?
Yes.
If these are my people and their blood is mine and their ways are better than these, could you not live by them?
No.
He's dead, Felipe. And all this is dead around us, dead or dying. He would have taken me from you when I loved you. Would still if he were here.
If Taos is dying, put your love elsewhere, Diana, for I'm part of Taos, and my blood's strong in me. If my father's dead, I still belong to Taos. It's not a choice. It's the only thing I can do.
Then I have no choice. I'll stay here with you.
You do that, to be near me.
I have no more choice than you.
Diana, if I put my arms once round you, I'll lose all sense of what I have to do. So I lose it.
There's someone watching.
Give them your blessing, Padre. She takes them all. Our chaste Diana. Father, sons, Holy Ghost.
Be silent. Greetings, Felipe.
Greetings, brother.
You're wounded.
It's not a wound. It's not that much.
Well, we've come out of this.
Some fashion or other.
Yes, not too luckily. Not with our father gone.
I looked for him.
It was useless?
No one had seen him. No one knew what had happened to him. And still, I'm certain somehow he's alive.
If he were alive, we'd have heard from him. We'll have to get on without him.
If he were dead, the world would be one thing. But if he returns, something quite different. Whatever plans we make must fit with both.
My plans do fit with both.
Don Federico, pardon me. I think you're needed below. They're panic-stricken, both men and women.
When I came to the village, the peones were packing and ready to leave for the range. You must make some announcement, or they'll walk out from under us. Just now, it looks like the flight into Egypt down there.
There's no danger tonight. Go down and quiet them, Narciso. Tell them I'll give them a leader and let them go before morning.
They won't believe me. The town's a caravan.
Wait then, I'll go down and talk to them.
You'll give them a leader and let them go?
I mean to stay here with a few friends who've made their minds up to it and stand the attack when it comes. They'll overrun us, of course, but someone must stay behind to delay them and to wait for Pablo. He might come. The Bayonis and those who wish to live are to take the trail and make their escape. I give you charge of that.
You ask me to lead them?
Yes.
That's a hard sentence. To lead a retreat from Taos at a time when men are needed here.
Brother, men are needed most where they'll do most good. If we all stay, the siege might be prolonged, but it would end exactly the same way. You're younger than I am, and it's better that you should live and use what talents you have to find new lands for the citizens and slaves who are driven out.
This may be necessary, but not till we know what's happened to our father.
You'll wait till morning and then set out.
I don't like it. It's a coward's job. If the peones must stampede, let them go. The fight's as much mine as yours.
Brother, if we had one chance of holding out, I'd say try it. All of us. But since it's hopeless, before we start, I forbid it. It's noble to die, no doubt, when you have a noble cause to die for. But when you have no cause, when your cause is lost, the fewer lives lost, the better.
I don't like the role you cast me for. Lead the retreat yourself and leave me in Taos.
No.
But I can say no as well as you, Federico. I won't go.
I've made it a command.
I don't understand you, Federico. It's not like you to insist so firmly on dying. Forgive me for saying so.
Don't puzzle about it. I have my reasons for wanting you out of the house. And our father would have them if he were here. You say he's alive and will return? If he does, he'll ask for the Yana. I'd rather not have to tell him to look for her with you.
And that's your reason?
These orders of yours fit oddly with what you told me a while ago, Federico.
You said, I believe, that others might die if they cared to defending Taos, but you'd rather not.
It may be I've changed my mind, Padre.
I don't think so. I think, as Felipe does, that there's something odd about it.
By God, he'll go, or I won't answer for him.
This is strange talk for a brother, Federico.
And you have strange manners with a woman betrothed to your father. You're to go, and Viana stays here.
And now I quite understand you. You mean to make peace and save what's left for yourself.
You're a little mad, I think, to make such a charge. Mad with love, no doubt. Viana belongs to Pablo Montoya, and he may return. Meanwhile, to guard her honor, the least I can ask is that you take the road.
He lies, Felipe. He's done all this for Diana. Now strike at me, but it's the truth.
You hear?
Are we to listen to women? My charge against you is just, and you retort with another. It's you who've been traitors, but I've given you a second chance for life. Will you lead the expedition out of Taos as I've ordered you, or are you an enemy?
I don't trust you.
Arrest him! Arrest him, Narciso!
You anticipate a little, Federico. You're not yet master here.
You'll wait a long time for another. Arrest him!
Narciso, mind what you do.
If you ask for it, I'll find a way to quiet you, too. I need no priestly for what I want take. If I remain your master here, Viana is mine to give, and I take her for myself.
Yes?
Let her learn to love where she finds it necessary. As things stand, you've nothing to offer her, and I have.
May God pardon me.
Lay your hands on him!
Give me fair play! You're not my father's son! I won't believe it!
Let him alone, then. I warn you, you're a novice at this business. I've made you an offer, and you'd be wise to take it.
I'll take nothing.
That comes from the village. Wait,
what are they saying? Pablo Montoya.
They're calling Pablo Montoya.
He's returned!
They're coming from the village along the road.
He has come back. We'll say no more about this. You've made a groundless charge against me, Felipe, and I was angry, but I'm willing to forget it if you are.
What do you think it matters to me who you've betrayed or when?
We shall all do well, I think, to forget whatever passed in this room.
He's
yes, yes, we're waiting for him.
Felipe, Federico, I am... Whose sword was that?
Mine, Pablo.
Take it up. It offends me. If swords must be broken, let them break in a gringo's throat against the bone, not in our houses. Men of Taos, I have come home, and I bring only a doubtful victory. Women of Taos, what victory we have, little though it is, has saved us from slavery, and those we must thank for that lie now on the mountains. First, let us mourn for them. Mourn with me, women of Taos. They were my friends, and your heart breaks mine. But our mourning must be brief and forgotten in anger. Let the women go out, all save Diana. This was no defeat. We were betrayed at the pass, betrayed from within. If that were not so, we'd have spilled them like water, and not one death would have been needed.
Betrayed?
Yes, Don Herminio, just that. I went back over their march. They'd followed the trail through every pass till they came to the one where we waited. And then they went round to attack our flank. They knew where we were waiting for them. I read the story in the snow. It was plain. And somewhere among us, some dog spawn crouches that traded our plans to the Americanos. By our God, and I'll find him before this night's out. If he stands here and hears me, let him breathe deep and taste the air. It's good, this mountain air, and it's the last air he'll have. It happens I've taken an opportune prisoner or so, and I know how to make them talk. We'll have that revenge before we strike again.
We attack tomorrow?
That was no victory for the Americanos. Remember, they had our plans. They attacked from the flank, where they knew we were unprepared. And they came to punish the people of Taos? Instead, we've crippled them and sent them limping home. Punish Taos? They go back to Santa Fe without seeing Taos. Why, look, this was no defeat, but a victory that will lead to victory again. They'll never touch Taos. They'll never push us back. We'll push them out of Santa Fe and back to their English mothers. Let each man pour himself a glass of wine and fill it full, for we drink death to the Yankees. Before we drink, we must know what more we drink to. My ears are good. I have heard it said, here and there, of course, that Spain is old, and I am old, and these new dogs will have their day. Do you believe this?
No.
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 And if you
no.
did, what place would you have in the world? None. You'd be the dogs of slaves. You'd be the slaves of dogs. We come of an old, proud race, from that part of the earth where the blood runs hot and the hearts of men are resentful of insult. We are either lords and masters of ourselves, or else we die. And who are these conquerors who intend to take our places and our rights? For this is our place. We wrought it out of the desert, built it up to beauty and use. We live here well. We have customs and arts and wisdom handed down to us through centuries. They come here penniless, homeless, living with squaws for women, vagabond barbarians with hardly a language, no laws, no loyalty, traitors. Whatever they have, they'll sell behind each other's backs. They've sold me 1,000 rifles, and I have them. And when next we fight, you'll use them. And are these men to top off an arm of Spain? Oh, brothers in blood, if you are proud, take pride now in what we are. It is said that Spain has abandoned us here, that we live cut off from allegiance under an ancient banner that lost its meaning. But Spain has never gone back. It's now 3 long centuries since Cortes led his hundreds into Mexico. Had you listened then, you'd have heard Spain's enemies whispering, "She spreads too far. Her power will weaken soon. We'll wait and strike." They waited 100 years, then struck at Brazil. 200 years ago that was, and Spain roused and shook them off and ran the Dutch from her colonies and invaded Flanders and wrote on their doors with blood. And if you would listen behind those doors, you'd have heard them whispering again, "Wait, Spain is old. She has endured too long. We'll strike a little later." And they did wait. 200 years they waited before Napoleon dared cross the border and lost Europe crossing it. And again they said, "Spain is old. She ruled too long. These stragglers from the east, we have never gone back. Our people never will. We'll push these scavengers out, these eaters of dirt. We'll thrust them, these scavengers, north to the lakes. Take the St. Lawrence from them and leave them the eastern seaboard only so long as they can hold it. That is what we drink to. Who drinks with me?" There is a play that we perform at New Year's in which the men of Taos, retaliating against the Comanche, don Comanche war paint, trail feathers in their hair, and charge like Indians and return victorious. And there's a final scene that shows a silent field with fallen men. Among us today are men who fought in that battle. It's grown to be a legend, but it was more than legend. Out to the east, 100 miles, there lies a ring of bones still whitening in the wind. Well, you can count them. 700 men, and not one left alive. The Comanche nation never struck back. It was never a nation again. Tomorrow, the Americanos camp at Embudo. They won't get farther. And before they wake, we surround them, this time with rifles. And 100 years from now, our children's children passing through that valley will count the white-picked skeletons and remember who turned the Americanos. If any pause, thinking this is not without risk, some will die. Why, true. But it's death if we wait for them here. We struck at them first, and we'll not be forgiven. If any man say in his heart, "I have too much to lose, I dare not die," let him remember, this is my wedding night. I go from a bride's arms to battle. No man risks more. Who drinks with me?
Montoya! Pablo Montoya!
That was Act One of Night Over Taos by Maxwell Anderson. You are listening to a special New Mexico Centennial edition of Radio Theater, Night Over Taos, a theatrical and historical journey from the Taos Revolt to statehood. We are broadcasting the play in its entirety, followed by a panel of noted New Mexico historians. Our program is being broadcast on KUNM and KUNM HD 89.9, Albuquerque and Santa Fe, KBOM 88.7 Socorro, KRRT 90.9 Arroyo Seco and Taos, KRRE 91.9 Las Vegas, and KRAR 91.9 Española.